Welcome to the corner, King's Corner, where we learn and we grow, and it shows. King's Corner.
We alive. Hey, you made it to episode 5. But we alive. Made it to episode 5. Hey, y'all. Look, y'all, it's episode 5 of King's Corner. And it is hard to believe that the first month of 2025 is already over. Where has time gone? Well, this episode is meant to let you know two things. You are strong and you've got this. Now, many people often question where the spelling of my name comes from. M-A-R-K-E-E-S-E. Well, I'm actually named after my Uncle Marquis. M-A-R-K-I-E. Now, the beautiful thing about this is that I now have a nephew, and his name is Markel. M-A-R-K-E-L-L. I guess you can refer to us as the three Marks. The definition of the name Mark is polite, shining, and warlike, or in other words, strong or a warrior. In the Bible, Mark is the second book of the New Testament, also the second of the four Gospels. Some would even argue that Mark is one of the most important books of the Bible. In the book of Mark, we read about the authority and the strength of Jesus, from the way that he served, the many miracles he performed, and even the crucifixion and the resurrection. It is all jam-packed into Mark, with the strength and authority of Jesus on full display. Now, to me, what makes Mark one of the most beautiful is that in Matthew, the book prior, Jesus goes to Gethsemane to pray, and he begins praying, begging for God to take away the responsibility that he has to bear. In this moment of vulnerability, Jesus felt weak and incapable. Now, this only adds to the magnitude of the book of Mark, because after having this moment of vulnerability, he prayed to God, and then he turned around and he did all that he thought he couldn't do. Now, let me say that again. Let me say that again, because I feel like y'all missed that. I feel like y'all missed it. That's a nugget. Y'all need that. So, this only adds to the magnitude of the book of Mark, because after having his moment of vulnerability, he prayed to God and then turned around and did everything that he thought he couldn't do, and so much more. Now, the message or bigger picture here is that Jesus already possessed the strength and the authority to do what he thought he couldn't do. He just needed to, one, know it, and two, believe it. So it's human. It's human to feel weak and incapable, but I've came to let you know that you are strong and you've got this. Now, back to my own personal life. If you don't personally know me, then you don't know how much I love a nephew. I love him bad. When I found out I was having a nephew and that he would be named after me and that I got to name him, I was over the moon. I didn't even know in that moment how that little boy would become the joy of my life. I just knew that I would bear the responsibility of being the best role model that I could be. Because my Uncle Marquis has always been one of the strongest people I know. He loved lifting weights, so he always had big muscles. But the strongest muscle has always been his brain. The man is so, so, so intelligent. And that's why I'm most honored to be named after him. He set the precedent for me, and I had no other choice but to follow suit and fall in line. I just can't wait until the world gets to see how truly intelligent he is. So to my Uncle Marquis, I love you, man. I can't wait to see you soon. Now, that said, I knew I always would have little eyes watching and little ears listening. I know I wanted to be the best uncle ever, and that I wanted my nephew and my namesake to look at me and to see the same strength my uncle has always shown to me. I wanted him to know that there is nothing in life that you can't do as long as you put your mind to it. Now, although I never got to be Uncle King as I initially intended, I am his pa, and he is my little fella. And that's all right with me. Nep Nep, if you ever listen to this, know Pa loves you so, 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 so much. Now, last year, Markel started playing soccer and made me proud and did a really great job. One day after one of his games, I decided to take him to PetSmart and get him some goldfish. So we got back home and I get his tank set up. It's a 10-gallon tank, and I decided to fill it with water before taking it to his mother's room where it would then reside. When I went to pick it up and transport it from the bathroom, I immediately sat it back down and said, oh, no. With deep concern, Markel utters, what's wrong, Pa? Are you okay? I say, yes, little fella, Pa is okay. This is just too heavy. Your mommy is going to have to help me carry this to her room. He looks at me with all surety in his voice and he says, no, Pa, you don't need mommy, Pa. You can do it. You're a strong man. Now, in my head, I'm like, sheesh, I cannot let him down. At that moment, every ounce of doubt escaped my mind. I squatted, I lifted the fish tank full of water, carried it to her dresser, and left it there. Then that same little voice said, see, Pa, I told you you're a strong man. Followed by, thank you, Pa. All I could do was chuckle and say, you're welcome, little fella. See, the bathroom was my Gethsemane. In that moment, it was a place where I felt like I couldn't handle the task at hand. However, I knew I couldn't let my nephew down. What I realized after the fact is that I was never incapable. I felt that way. It was never impossible. It just seemed that way. Because my nephew telling me that I was capable didn't make me any stronger than I already was. It just allowed me to see my strength in the same way that he did. So today, you may be listening to this episode in your own Gethsemane, feeling weak or incapable. Whatever you are carrying, whatever responsibilities you have, whatever goals you have set for yourself may feel too heavy. You may even be in a place where you feel stuck saying, God, I can't do this anymore. If that is you, first let me say I am proud of you. I have had many moments in my own life where I felt like I was failing myself, my family, and even God. And no matter how many times I tried, all I wanted was someone to look me in my eyes, to see me, and to say, I am proud of you. So today, know that I am so proud of you. No matter who you are, or how much of your story I know or don't know, know that I am truly proud of you, because no matter how heavy it is to carry, even when the easiest thing to do would be to lay it all down and give up, you keep trying, and you haven't given up. And for that, I am so proud of you. Secondly, and most importantly, I'm here to tell you one thing, and that is you're strong, and you've got this. You already possess everything you need to be all God has called you to be, and to do all he has called you to do. I am just here to give you the push that you need. So consider yourself pushed. Anytime throughout the rest of the year that you feel incapable, like you are trying your best and it is not good enough, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am proud of you, me. I am so proud of myself. I am strong. And I've got this. Say it over and over and over again until you believe it. And know that I believe in you and that God's got your back. And always know that you are strong and you've got this. Wow, I cannot thank you all enough for tuning in week after week. So to celebrate the first 5 episodes and the end of the first month of the year, we are going to have a $25 giveaway. All you have to do is follow 4 simple steps. Step 1, subscribe to the podcast. Step 2, follow the podcast on Instagram at King's Corner Podcast. Step 3 is share the podcast to your story. And step 4 is to DM the podcast account on Instagram one thing that has helped you through the year so far. After you follow all these instructions, our winner will be chosen and announced. Thank you all again so much for the support. Continue to follow us, share, and subscribe. And know that I love you guys. See y'all next week. Bye.